This is N0 Sierra Alpha Papa, November 0 Sierra Alpha Papa, Mobile from Missouri. Is anybody monitoring the repeater?
WZM.
Morning, N0 SAP from Nixon, Missouri. Just trying to, I'm in your area here for a couple of weeks and trying to find some repeaters that are active, and so far I haven't been having a lot of luck. This was the first one I've been able to connect to. Other repeaters don't show tones. They do show a negative offset, but I still can't get them to key up, so I'm not really sure what the situation is here in the Greenville area. So the name here is SAP, Sierra Alpha Papa, just like the call sign says, no SAP. And again, I'm from Nixon, Missouri, just north of Branson, Missouri. Back to you.
Here's Daniel, Delta Alpha, November, India Echo, Lima. Call sign is Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4, WZM. I live in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Little North Greenville, currently over in Greer on a handheld. This is by far the most active repeater in the area. People typically talk on it all hours of day or night, actually. We have a net that runs every night at 9 p.m. We average somewhere in the neighborhood of 45 to 55 check-ins a night on that. But this is definitely the most active repeater. There's a couple others that are somewhat active. 146790 is a somewhat active repeater, and another one, I'm going to have to look at the frequency on this one real quick. There's one on Mount Mitchell in North Carolina. It can be a little tricky to get into from here, but it has a massive footprint, especially in the southern Appalachian Mountains.
Very good. Yeah, I've heard about the Mount Mitchell repeater, and I don't know if there's a tone with that. I can't seem to locate where there's a tone with it, but I haven't been successful getting into that one either. Do you know if there is a tone on that repeater?
Before you hold on 1 second. On that one.
I wasn't successful finding any tone for it either. It just showed that it was a negative offset, which I have set in my Mark IIG. I'm running a Mark IIG, a 706 Mark IIG. From the mobile here, so I don't know. Like I said, I have to check into your net. Maybe there'll be some more information. There is a guy on Craigslist that's new to the area. I think he's from Vermont, and he was looking for some repeater information as well. Of course, the only thing he's got is a handheld with a rubber duck. He doesn't have an outside antenna. He doesn't run any more power than the 5 watts out of that. That HT. So we've been in contact. Two outsiders have been in contact, trying to figure out what's going on in the Greenville, South Carolina area. So I'll have to relay this information over to him about this repeater. But anyway, Daniel, I appreciate you coming back to me. And like I said, we're visiting my daughter and granddaughter lives in Simpsonville. And that's where I'm transmitting from now. It's in the Publix parking lot here in Simpsonville. So anyway, appreciate you coming back and giving me that info, Daniel. N0 SAP Mobile, back to you.
I'm there, and if you want, I can tell you about what kind of a distance you're covering like that. I have a map here. I can tell you how roughly how far your hall is into the repeater. Give me 1 second. You are going about 34 miles into the repeater on your handheld there. That repeater covers a large area of upstate South Carolina. You can reach it from a handheld radio with a rubber duck antenna across numerous counties, the majority of numerous counties, actually. That's what I have as a handheld. And Simpsonville is a nice area. That's where I grew up. The Publix parking lot that you're actually in, up until several years ago, it was a farm. And where you're at now, there used to be a pond underneath you that they filled in, I think.
That's a good history lesson. Sounds great. From where I come from, there's a lot of changes like that as well. The shopping mall that's in Springfield, Missouri, was once a cornfield. So it all changes, Daniel, as the time goes on, the expansion of all these towns and just the way it works. But I'm using a 50-watt mobile, so I don't have a handheld with me, a handy talkie. So I'm just using this 50-watt mobile. But anyway, like I said, hey, I appreciate you coming back, and it's great talking with you. And I'll try to get in on a net here one night and check in with you guys and see what's going on. So back to you, Daniel, N0SAP Mobile, Missouri.
N0SAP KJ4WZM. One last little thing. I moved to Simpsonville back in 1996. And back then, Fairview Road, the road that you're on, it was nothing but farm fields at all. The town is more than 10 times larger than it was back then. There was no Walmart. There was no nothing. That Publix is actually the second location Publix has had. Aldi on Fairview Road is where Publix used to be until a few years ago when they put it where the farm is. All that stuff in Simpsonville, I've watched that grow up. All they used to have was I can't remember the name of it, but there was a little department store there that didn't even have air conditioning. The post office had air conditioning, but the department store didn't. It cooled itself with fans that it had for sale, stuff like that. They had the windows, the doors propped open during the summertime. And I've just seen Simpsonville explode since then. It's well over 10 times bigger than it was in 96, way more than that. All right, you have a good visit with your daughter and granddaughter, and hopefully I'll catch you later on. I am actually net control for tomorrow night's net at 9 p.m. But like I said, there's a net every single night, all year long at 9 p.m., every night of the week. And we'd be more than glad to have you check in. But you have yourself a good one. Talk to you later. 73. N0SAP KJ4WZM.
Good. Yep. My little town of Nixon, Missouri. If you ever watched the Jason Bourne TV series or movie series that they put out, the first one that he put out, I think it's the last 2 to 3 minutes of that movie, that announces that he's from Nixon, Missouri. So that we hang our hat on that one. There's only one Nixon in the whole world. So, things have, like I said, things change and change quickly these days, Daniel. So, hey, I don't know if I'll check in tonight, but tomorrow night, since you're going to be in the net control, I'll check in with you. So that'll be a lot of fun to do, Daniel. Thanks a lot for the help, and you have a good day. N0SAP. Thanks a lot, Daniel.
How's it going? N0SAP, KJ4WZM.